time to pull the cosmic trigger? 'Tis an ill wind that blows no minds. Malaclips the Younger, Principia Discordia. Truly, Malaclips the Younger would have been proud of the cosmic crew here today. This was an utterly absorbing afternoon, featuring theatre, music, synchronicity, an interview with the greatest living Englishman, and at least 1,000 amazing ideas. It also held the promise of a real, honest-to-goodness happening in the city, scheduled for this coming November the 23rd. Circle that date in your diary right now, true believers. I'm here to tell you why. Yes, this was the frankly fabulous Miss Daisy Edis Campbell bringing her lovely friends to the city to answer the question, time to pull the cosmic trigger? Based on the full and enthusiastic house at the mighty Casimir? The answer is an unequivocal, yes please, and can our dog come? For the uninitiated, a brief history lesson. In 1976, theatrical visionary and all-round good guy, Ken Campbell, was invited by Liverpool legend Peter O'Halligan to stage a production in his newly acquired building in Matthew Street. This building, the current home of Flanagan's Apple, was then the Liverpool School for Language, Music, Dream and Pun. For a fuller, lovely and personal telling of this important and neglected part of our collective cultural history, see Angie Salmons' Liverpool Confidential piece on Young's Pool of Life and a plaque unveiled. Never one for doing anything by halves, Ken decides to form something utterly new, the Science Fiction Theatre of Liverpool. In order to stage a doorstopper, head record of a book, the Illuminatus Trilogy by Robert Shea and Robert Anton Wilson. In Ken's hands, this satirical tour de horizon through several conspiracy theories, shot through with magic, sex and drugs, became a rock epic of 5 plays, also shot through with magic, sex and drugs, whose running time was 8 hours. He would go on to top that, of course, with Neil Oram's record-breaking The Warp, but that's another crazy story for another crazy time. Fast forward 35 years, and we're still talking about Campbell doing Robert Anton Wilson in Liverpool. Only this time, it's Ken's daughter Daisy, and it's Wilson's sequel to Illuminatus, Cosmic Trigger, that will be performed this coming November. And let me tell you, everyone, the discordant golden apple doesn't fall very far from the genius tree. As her dad said, if you want to do something extraordinary, go to Liverpool. So here she is, and we're delighted she's here. Daisy opens the show by setting the scene with a little bit of personal history that shows that her life is thoroughly embroiled in the mythos of Matthew Street and the city as a whole. She's disarmingly honest in telling us about her road to here tonight, particularly about her old time in Chapel Perilous, in a mental institution with a pair of rainbow knickers on her head. She was a pronoid as opposed to a paranoid, thinking everyone is out to help her. More about those knickers later. Not knowing if she was Eris or Daisy, she, quote, became a pirate for all signs and meanings. She quoted Ken on the choices an artist must face, any of which can either expose wrongs and bring about change or support the status quo. He concluded, of course, that it's the caper what counts. They invoke Eris because she's the deity that can handle the chaos. She seems genuinely surprised and delighted by the many generous offers of support for the production since she announced it, not least of which is securing the services of comics, performance, magic legend, the aforementioned greatest living Englishman, Mr. Alan Moore, as the voice of the supercomputer, Fuck Up, a role originally played by Sir John Gielgud. Now, I've adored the mighty Moore since I was about 12, so this was the icing on a cosmic cake for me. I was already ridiculously excited about this caper, but his involvement makes the work transcendent. His videoed interviews shown today come with images of fire. Alan comes with the voice of the fire. And there he is, all hair and intellect and humanity. He discussed Wilson, magic, reality, and the real Illuminati. absolutely incredible. Possibly the truest and most profound words these ears have heard so far this year. He has mapped the vectors of the Illuminati and sees Wilson's work as a fascinatingly enlightening joke, presenting an instructive way of looking at the world. The truly frightening thing is not that there are many conspiracies in the world, but that precisely none of them are in control. There is no human hand on the rudder, he says, and we are all the playthings of permutations of blind mathematical formulae. Blimey, who'd have thunk it? Oliver Senton, the actor playing Wilson, read from Cosmic Trigger, revealing its central theme, that of an initiation or vision quest, in which the author attempts a heroic self-meta-programming of the human biocomputer. Then, an extraordinary moment happens when Daisy gets heckled from a voice from the darkness. It's a dad. Suddenly, to much delight and amazement, the great Ken Campbell is in the room. He marches to the stage, berating his daughter for not learning her lines. She's reading from her iPad. He banters with the guy videoing the event, ranting against Arts Council funding and the fact that his greatest show on planet world was denied their dosh, a conspiracy of mediocrity. He leaves as suddenly as he arrived, leaving the crowd laughing and cheering. An uncanny portrayal from actor Josh Darcy, who also looked great in Ken's shamanic fox hat. Then, it's the turn of John Higgs to take to the stage, author of the recently published and, in my opinion, seminal book, The KLF, Chaos, Magic and the Band Who Burned £1 Million. It may be odd to think that this lovely, softly spoken and self-effacing bloke is the same guy who's just thrown a mind-blowing ontological grenade into the collective consciousness of the world, particularly here in the Halton, Knowsley, Liverpool, St Helens, Sefton and Wirral combined authority. His talk is entitled, I Blame Liverpool. He begins by explaining that it's not strictly a book about the KLF, but rather a gateway drug. I'd like to personally confirm that he's right. Since reading this last September, I've read the Illuminatus trilogy, Cosmic Trigger, the Illuminati Papers, and Schrodinger's Cat trilogy, and become a genuine and authorised pope, basically. Muzzle tick the mage at your service. I blame John Higgs. It's easy to forget just how big the KLF actually were. In 1991, they were the biggest selling singles band in the world and described by the Times as the second best band in history after the Beatles. But it's what they did after the music that interests John, and especially what they did for the sake of their souls in that derelict boathouse on Jura on August the 23rd, 1994. Incidentally, one of the thoughts that struck me as I read his book was that perhaps John has provided what Bill Drummond and Jimmy Corti were looking for within 23 years of the deed, quote, an accurate and appropriate response to their burning of £1 million, unquote. Or part of it, anyway. I still think they're waiting for someone else to do it too. Maybe we could do a Kickstarter campaign? Just an idea. He credits Alan Moore's philosophy with the idea for the book, especially after reading his magnificent From Hell. John's book has five separate threads. Robert Anton Wilson, Alan Moore, Doctor Who, Bill Drummond and Ken Campbell. For John, seeing the connections across time and space and ideas and seeing synchronicities across these men and their stories, Raw's astonishing ideas on reality tunnels and guerrilla ontology, where you adopt a multiple model agnosticism. The idea is, I don't believe in anything, but I have many suspicions. Alan Moore's idea space, the huge section of that space carved out by Doctor Who. Bill Drummond making the sets for Ken Campbell's Illuminatus in one decade and standing in Matthew Street for 17 hours to mark the end of his 17 project more than 30 years later. Adventures in space and time. John ended a set that could have gone on twice as long if the bill wasn't so packed, with the thought that with these models for seeing the world, meaning does exist. If you pull the cosmic trigger, you unleash a tsunami of meaning. then it was time for we lucky people to have some more. This time on the real Illuminati. He told us of his entry into magic with his good friend Steve Moore. He described an early session where they were both discussing the kind of magic they wanted to do. There's a technique whereby you take two images of what you want, cut them up and splice them together and see what happens. Well, time went weird for Alan, and he ended up explaining his mistaken belief of what the plan was three times. Suddenly, him and Steve are in the white room. With them are famous magicians Blake, Dee, Crowley, Austin Spear, Edward Kelly, animal-headed figures, and Robert Anton Wilson. Adepts outside time, benign, offering help to aspiring magicians. In the eternalist view of time, we're all already dead. The exchange of blood between art and magic. Dazzling. Daisy came back to quote Dr. Timothy Leary. When he was asked by someone what you were to do once you've turned on, tuned in and dropped out, he replied, find the others. Hence, the name of the festival is coming November the 23rd, the Find the Others Festival. With that, she introduced the most complicated scene from her adaptation of Cosmic Trigger, Bob's First Trip. For those present, it was a tantalising preview of the full play to come. Hooded figures illuminated by torches and strategically sighted on the mezzanine level in the Kaz begin singing in a spooky song, Inquire Within. The scene began with Bob and his wife Arlen. He's just met Tim Leary and scored himself some of that there liquid LSD. He gets himself suitably comfortable and begins the trip. Albert Hoffman goes round him on a tricycle. The sofa turns into a giant typewriter. The words projected on a screen begin dancing. He disappears into the typewriter. The eye in the pyramid is projected onto a triangular screen and the face projected eerily at the back. Bob cuddles his youngest daughter, Luna. Deeply intuitive, Luna can see her father's pains. She was a being of pure light by all accounts, and knowing that in the real world she was brutally murdered gives this scene a real poignancy. The words fructus as fruit juice are almost unbearably sad, to me anyway. Tall Paul as Simon Moon was great. Almost a Gilbert Sheldon drawing made real. The missing fabulous fairy freak brother, laying a real head trip on Bob. The 23 enigma, the thermoplastic nature of reality, and the total transformation of the mind, and all that resembles it. It certainly felt like it to this audience. The hooded figures sing their choral refrain, and all too soon it's over. Well done to all the cast for pulling it all out of the bag on a wing and a prayer to Eris. I get the sense that one of Daisy's kids will be putting on their own greatest show on planet world, here or hereabouts, around the year 2034. My grandkids can't wait. Special mention for the use of projections throughout his talk and the show from Fnord TV, such as FTV, Nothing is True, All is Forgotten. Fnord TV, turn on, tune in, forget, repeat. Network 23, know the future, enjoy the present. When it's staged at Camp and Fairness this November the 23rd, this play will be anarchic, funny, illuminating and quite possibly life-changing. Whatever you do, don't miss it. Following an after-show drink in the lovely Casimir Gardens, a contingent of us went down to the Young Bust on Matthew Street for a Discordian ceremony. I was made up my Tom Baker Doctor Who scarf I put up on January the 23rd was still there, keeping Carl's neck nice and warm. 14 writer Kat gave a dedication to Scouse magician John Constantine. Then it was time. Daisy got up on John Higgs's back, gave a shout for our success and put the rainbow knickers on the head of Mr. Carl Jung, as it was prophesied. Special mention to the Jamie Carragher fan who accidentally delighted everyone by bringing his rather large 23 to the party. Of course, this is the home of Scouse synchronicity after all. Hail Discordia. All hail Daisy Eris Campbell.
Hail Discordia. All hail Daisy Eris Campbell. I wanted to find out how the universe really is. To discover the secret plans and hidden schemes behind creation. Why is the whole show the way it is? I wanted to see how much about everything you could cram into one head. This one is...
Doctor, starring Ken Campbell as the Doctor. Coming soon.